morning, New Mexico. Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the studios of KSFR, streaming at on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafe. Ladies and gentlemen, as you probably heard if you have tuned in more than a minute or two ago, this is the one-day KSFR pledge drive, and we are going to basically ask you to call 428-1393, make some contributions to KSFR within your means. 428-1393 is the number. For those of you who like the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, for those of you who like KSFR, we're coming to you basically, I think many of our listeners have already gotten this. We're coming to you now 5 times a year for 1 day each and asking you to make a contribution by telephone at 428-1393 in the 505 area code to say, I like KSFR.
And especially to say, I like the Radio Cafe with Mary Charlotte.
Oh, Mary Lynn, you're here.
Yeah, now is the time. Now is the time to show your support for this local programming that we have. We've had lots of support already this morning for our fabulous news team. And now one of our most popular talk shows on weekly, every morning, weekdays from 8 to 9. And you can show your support for this particular show by giving us a call right now, 428-1393, and make your pledge, your donation.
428-1393 is the number. So, and when you call, what I would like you to do is tell the person who answers the telephone what you like about the Radio Cafe, maybe what one or two of your favorite shows are, what one or two of your favorite topics are, because that's the kind of feedback that I like to hear. I get some feedback from listeners, not all that much, but I get some feedback from listeners. It's usually, oh, I like the show that you did on this or that. I'd like to know that now. I would like every single one of you to actually call and make a comment specifically. If there's something that you remember that you heard in the last 2 weeks or the last 7 years. I've been doing this for 7 years, Mary Lynn.
Wow. It's amazing.
Or it'll be 7 years on Labor Day. You've got some thank yous to read from the previous hour.
Well, you know, one of our biggest supporters, and she's a serial donor, Diane Karp, dedicates her second call. She's, I guess, called in already today to the Radio Cafe. Maybe she'll call back again and tell us which of your shows are the favorites for her. I know that you've interviewed many artists that come into Santa Fe through the Santa Fe Art Institute, and I know I've enjoyed those shows, but I particularly enjoy you and gosh, his name.
Robert Knott. I knew you were going to say that. Now, that's something that I would also like to address. I would like to get a thumbs up or thumbs down on Robert Knott. I have had so many people say to me, I just run into them in passing in the street or wherever in the city, and they say, oh, I love your segment with Robert Knott. And then some people say, I really don't like your segment with Robert Knott. He's so full of innuendo.
Oh, yeah, but the innuendos are great. You know, I must admit that maybe in the first or second year that you were on with him, I kind of found it a little hard to take, but it's certainly been wearing very well, and it's become like a comfortable, oh, cup of coffee or something in the morning.
And, you know, we are open to criticism, and actually he and I have talked about the content of the show besides the calendar listings, which is what the show is really about, but we've talked about it a number of times, Robert and I, and have said, well, do we want to change it at all, or should we tone down the X-ray specs references for a week or two? And what do you think about his singing? So, thumbs up or thumbs down on Robert Knott, 428-1393, 428-1393 is the number for the KSFR one-day pledge drive on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
And then there's all those books you read. Some of those authors are absolutely fascinating. I don't know if there are some that our listeners would like to particularly mention, but if there are, you know, that they've listened to and they've tuned into the Radio Cafe, this is the opportunity for them to especially comment on those particular shows. And so, and once again, you know, we do have a toll-free number, 866-907-5737. And, give your call right now. Show your support for the Radio Cafe.
And the marvelous and mellifluous voice, Dan Garrity,
is
with us.
Oh, thank you, thank you. You know, I'm what today, I guess I am the poor man's Robert Knott. I am no Robert Knott. I love Robert, but...
No, I wouldn't say the poor man's. I would say you are the news mellifluous voice. Do you sing?
I do sing. I do sing. And just in honor of Robert, just let me say... Everybody loves somebody sometime.
Robert,
well, that doesn't prove I sing alone.
Well, it's a stab.
It's an attempt. It is. It was a you know, it's early yet. I got to get warmed up.
It is early. It is very early. Hey, and you've been here for quite a long time.
I have. I have to congratulate you. That appearance you made at the benefit that we did Tuesday night at the Playhouse. It was so much fun for the audience to get to see you up on stage as a performer, you know, but using what it is that you do best sort of as your material.
Well, I'll tell you, so on Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who weren't there, there was a benefit for KSFR at the Santa Fe Playhouse that was organized by KSFR, Dan Garrity, Ron Bloomberg, Bill Dupuy. Many KSFR people were there, and they did a taping of Seriously Funny, the radio program that airs.
And our radio comedy here.
It's
at
our
KSFR.
Radio comedy. It's radio theater, locally written. I love it. And it was very funny on KSFR. And then they did a variety show. And so my segment in the variety show was to talk about something that I actually want to talk to you about now.
Now, you limited yourself to, well, we had to for time concerns, but you did about 3 minutes of stuff that was hysterical. But, I mean, what you did was you went back and you took a lot of material that you've used as a source for, shall we say, some wry observations, or?
Well, here's what happens. I have been doing this program for almost 7 years, and there are a lot of, I mean, the people who listen to the show, they've heard a lot of things on the air, which, you know, they might like or they might not like. Some of them are more and less interesting, but what they haven't heard is what doesn't get on the air.
Yes.
And what doesn't get on the air, well, there was, see, this is the thing. When you do a program like this, you are, by definition, continually, especially as the years went on, continually barraged with people who want airtime. And there are people who call and say, we'd like an interview about our bake sale. And do you think we'd like to do the whole show? We'd like to do an hour?
Yeah, good. Cupcakes for an hour.
Yeah, 1 hour's worth of how great their little arts group or library is, and they want to talk about it for an hour. You can't do that. And so you have to learn to say no graciously, but to make it into a calendar listing. But sometimes you get people... Well, okay, so I took over the show from Honey Harris. Honey Harris, in the year 2003, moved away from Santa Fe for a time. She eventually came back, which was a great joy and relief to the city because we didn't want to lose her. But she did the Santa Fe Radio Cafe for a couple of years before I did. And she did the show live every day from 7 to 9 in the morning, was continually looking for material, was... In a position of basically having repeat guests. So some of those guests hung out and drank coffee every day in the cafe.
Yes.
Every morning.
Right.
And when I started doing this show, there was kind of this sense of birthright. Like, well, I was on Honey's show, so I should be on your show. And
Sure. Entitlement.
Yeah, entitlement. Yeah. And, you know, that's fine. So one guy's like, yeah, me and Honey, we did some great shows. We did some really great shows. Oh, well, what's your area of expertise? You go, the big picture. The big picture?
The big picture.
The big picture.
What would that mean?
It turns out what it means is politics and astrology.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, what do you say? You say, well...
Politology.
Give me your card. And then you put your card in the place where all cards go, which is, in my life, called the vortex. 4281393. This is the KSFR one-day pledge drive. If you like the Radio Cafe, if you like what you're hearing, if you like KSFR, if you need public radio, give us a call, 1393.
And we know you like the Radio Cafe because we get stats on the numbers of listeners that tune in each and every day for Mary Charlotte. And we're hoping you're all joining with us at this hour. One Day Fun Drive Thursday here at KSFR. Please make the phones ring at 428-1393. Mary Charlotte, let me ask you something. You know, yours is a what I would call a dangerously sharp mind. I mean, I have always gotten the sense that you suffer no fools. What happens when you've been approached by these people where they're absolutely certain they are going to be a thrilling and captivating guest? Do you have to employ a lot of diplomatic skills or
what? Well, let's put it this way. I was not born with the greatest diplomatic skills in the world, and I've tried to hone them with some success and some failure over the years. But, you know, I mean, the way I feel about it is everybody who is in the world doing something creative, who is trying to put their energy out there, God bless them.
Absolutely.
And there are people who do, for example, a theater show, which is so horrendous that you want to slit your wrists, before the intermission, and you can't bear it. And so, you know, what do you do? Well, you might do a 5-minute interview, or you might just do a calendar listing.
Right.
But a lot of theater companies start out terrible, and they get better. And they get good, and that's a process of years. And one of the things that I try to do on the Radio Cafe is cultivate those things, because that's what local radio is about.
Exactly, exactly.
Is cultivating the community of the arts and all the different communities that we have so that they grow and that they have a chance. And one example of that, actually, which I think is a wonderful one, is the group Meow Wolf. Meow Wolf is an artist collective of young people. They're, I think, pretty much all in their 20s. And somehow they approached me, when was it, a year or 2 years ago, whenever they started. And
now that's the group, I think that they've been responsible for a number of zombie days on the plaza, things like that.
Yeah, things like that. And they did a thing at SOFA, the Sculptural and Functional Arts Show. They
right.
did this giant inflatable sea creature, which was cool. They did a superb, fascinating play called The Moon Is to Live On. They started off with a kind of crazy set of installations in a space somewhere, and I thought, I just got the feeling these guys are good, guys and gals, and they're going somewhere. Let's get them on the show. We had them on the show for a little while, and they have taken off, and it's just so gratifying to be able to witness that process while doing the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Well, you've been doing it for so long now, you know, and in preparing your show every day, you have to be plugged into the community. I mean, a lot of what we're talking about today during the Fun Drive is the original programming that we provide here at KSFR. And a show such as yours, I mean, of course, you have your own interests and all of that. You certainly are free with your wherewithal to just say, this show is about this, this show is about this. But I think it might be interesting for your listeners in this informal situation we're conducting today. I very much get the sense you work with a responsibility towards the community. Yes? Would you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's all about. And part of the responsibility is to shield them from total nonsense. So with great respect to all the healers here in Santa Fe,
yes.
There's some crazy poo
yeah.
that comes across. So people, okay, here's another
example.
Guy comes into the cafe and he says, I think you'd like to interview me. I said, oh. What do you do? He goes, I'm a healer. I can heal every illness.
Wow.
I said, oh, really? How do you do that? And he said, through vibrational energy fields.
Oh,
I
yeah.
said, you know, there's a diplomacy thing. Do you say, get out of my face?
Well, no.
Or do you say,
did you
oh,
approach
really?
It with
can
an open mind? I mean,
that?
Did you think that, oh, perhaps this is something I don't know about? Or?
Well, my BS detectors were on, they were going off very, very loudly. But
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought, all right. So I said, well, I have a sore throat. Would you like to see if you can take a crack at that? He said, yes.
Oh, terrific. A demonstration of his abilities.
And he closed his eyes and he made some noises. Sort of, I don't know, it was Roswell-like. It was weird.
Yeah, okay.
And 2 weeks later, my sore throat cleared up.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing. And in such a short time.
428-1393. This is the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. This is the KSFR One Day Fun Drive. 428-1393. Mary Lynn is in the control room.
Hey, speaking of people singing, you know what we missed? John Fogerty called in.
Wow.
And made a contribution.
Excellent.
Isn't that wonderful?
Wow. Too bad we couldn't patch him in on the phone.
I know. Well, you know, with a little more help from our friends out there listening, we might be able to do that.
That's
in the future.
It. We need a little special technological device in order to do that sort of immediate capture. That's where your donations go to today, the nuts and bolts of KSFR, the things you don't hear. And those amount to tens of thousands of dollars month over month and through each operating year.
And we also have Tom Moore to thank, too.
Thank you. Get the phones ringing, ladies and gentlemen, 428-1393 if you like the Radio Cafe. Now, John Fogerty happens to be a physician, and he's the president of New Energy Economy, and they are working on climate change and legislation and basically converting to a non-fossil fuel economy.
Which
is a good thing.
It is a good thing. And, you know, as we've been covering the news over the year in terms of renewable and green energy resources, you know, it's really starting to stack up that New Mexico perhaps stands at the vanguard of that national effort, at least as far as my research has revealed.
Indeed. And no, we are in a very great position because of our sun, wind, and our wealth in intellectual capital and the will to do it and the amount of open space.
No, it's a fantastic community. It's fantastic to be a part of this community. And, you know, we are very proud to show up here at KSFR each and every day, not only for our original programming, but speaking for myself and news director Bill Dupuy, our dedicated staff of volunteers that helps us get local news, news of and for New Mexico out to you each hour, every day of the week. But all of that has a cost associated with it, and that's why we come to you today. We're asking you to call 428-1393, 428-1393.
Now, I'm going to go back to some more of the crazy things that have come in email. Now, there are people who come up and approach me in the cafe, and they want to be on the show, and there's a lot of wonderful, wonderful people who I've met in the cafe and who have, it's great to do the show there for
well,
that
it's
reason.
It's wonderful to meet crazy people, too. So.
Well, it's wonderful to meet everybody, and we're all part of a community, and we're all part of the larger community, which is the country and the ecosystem and so on. But then there's some crazy stuff that comes in email.
Yes.
So, okay, so
give
here's...
an example.
Yes, here's one. Earn your wings with the latest high-efficiency survival beverage, TM. So what is the product?
What is TM?
Trademark.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is called... The product is called Meat Water, and it's a tasty new chicken wings replacement.
Oh, my.
Meat water, ladies and gentlemen.
Meat water.
Meat water. And it's like, it's in these bottles, just like vitamin water, the same shape and similar graphics. And
did that product go through a focus group? Or?
Well, here are some of the flavors that you can get meat water in.
Hit it. Hit us.
Beef jerky, beef stroganoff, cheeseburger, fish and chips, Hungarian goulash, tandoori chicken, Texas barbecue, and Wiener schnitzel.
This is a liquid you would drink with these flavors?
Yeah, but it turns out that it's an art project.
Oh, okay. All
by
right.
some
All
very
right.
funny German dude named, I think it's Till Krauthema. Krauthema.
Well, did he actually set this up as though it was a product that could be purchased?
Yeah.
I mean, did people
and
take
a lot
him
of
seriously?
People, yeah, he was on Jay Leno four times.
Oh.
I mean, Jay Leno talked about it four times. It
right.
was hilarious. So then, let's see, here's another one. You get subject lines like, looking for an expert on werewolves, vampires, and the underworld?
Always.
No. 428-1393. Are the phones ringing, Mary Lynn? Yes, they are ringing. Good.
They are. Good, good. Let's keep them ringing. We want to stay strong throughout the whole day. What are you going to say, Mary Lynn?
Well, I think there are several people calling who, you know, are already known to us.
Ah.
That famous Anonymous.
Yes. We like Anonymous.
That is a huge family here in Santa Fe and a very important family.
Yeah, the Anonymous family. Anonymous also was a great artist.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. In so many diversified fields.
Yeah, and so many times, so many eras in history.
You know, and what's interesting, for such a large family, you very seldom find a variation in the spelling of the last name.
You know, that's true, except for those who can't spell.
Well, now listen, I know I'm sitting here across the table from Conan the Grammarian, I'm sure.
that in fact is one of my nicknames. 4281393 is the number. 4281393. Call. Get the phones ringing. Please support the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, and I will keep talking about some of the weird stuff that's come in email, because I have it. I have a lot of it right here. I saved it. I keep a file.
Well, of course.
I keep files of weirdness. And now this one, okay, for those of you who are state workers, here's a headline. Governor Bill Richardson reveals New Mexico's new favorite beverage. Today, Governor Bill, I guess this is the re-election campaign. His re-election campaign launched milk.
Milk?
Milk.
That's a new beverage?
I guess it's New Mexico's favorite beverage, but it was some kind of a TV commercial campaign called milk.
Milk. Well, that's it.
That's all I know.
well, you want to talk about news of the weird and underwhelming. I mean,
here's another one. This is a real book, ladies and gentlemen. What would Keith Richards do? Daily affirmations from a rock and roll survivor. And according to the press release, it includes such tried and true Keithisms as, I've never turned blue in someone else's bathroom. I consider that the height of bad manners.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, it's interesting. You wouldn't expect him to be have a particular interest in etiquette. And yet there you are.
I know, and that's what the wonders of books can reveal. And you can apparently there's the book What Would Keith Richards Do? Has a little biography of Keith and a list of Keith's 26 commandments for success. It's a spiritual self-help guide.
Oh, yes, yes. The path to enlightenment via Keith.
It's true.
Yeah.
4281393 is the number for the KSFR Pledge Drive. Call now. I insist.
Yeah, there was a book. I was hoping I could find it. I think it's out of print, and I was hoping it would show up somewhere in our big KSFR book sale last month. Have you ever heard of this book? It's a compilation. You know how people... You'll hear them singing aloud to themselves some pop song that you know, and the lyrics are completely askew.
Mangled, yeah.
Yeah, but they have no idea. Somebody put together a compilation of those, and the title of which is like the number one mangled lyric. It's an Elton John song entitled Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
We've got some thank yous. Mary Lynn.
Yes, John Gordon. Thank you, Chad Thompson.
Chad, thank you.
And Dorothy from Collected Works.
Yay!
Oh,
donates
Dorothy.
For the best prepared interviewer in the business.
Oh, thank
bravo,
you.
Bravo. Dorothy, you have good taste.
Thank you, thank you. Keep the phones ringing, 428-1393. And if you can make a little contribution, great. If you can make a big contribution, great. If you
exactly.
can make a monthly contribution.
Best of all. That's best of all.
Yeah, I actually do that for several organizations. You sign up for, you know, $10, $15, or $20 a month, or more if you can afford it. But a $10 contribution a month, you do not notice it out of your bank account, or $15. It doesn't affect your lifestyle at all. But it's a way to make an ongoing contribution to KSFR.
Absolutely. And it works great for us because, you know, we're only planning five of these one-day fund drives. And as opposed to leapfrogging from one financial crisis to another, if you can set up these revolving charges, as you said, at any amount that's comfortable for you to afford, we certainly don't want to burden our listeners. But a monthly payment, think of it as a utility bill. Some of you might be inclined to think of it as a nuisance tax, but hopefully you appreciate what it is that we do here. It is tax deductible, and you can set it up and say, hey, you know what? Take out $10 a month on my card.
Right.
And this way, we know it's there for the year. So when our general manager is dealing with the month-to-month bills, we sort of know down the road that we're going to have X amount of dollars in the can. If we can do that, we can continue this model of fundraising.
No, if everybody who's listening right now were to go ahead and make a monthly contribution, it would mean the world to us. 428-1393 is the number, 428-1393. Make a contribution to KSFR, support the Radio Cafe, support moi, Dan Garrity, KSFR News. Listen, here's another book.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's this?
Here's the subject line. How to be a niceaholic. And the book is, do one nice thing. Little things you can do to make the world a lot nicer. And then it goes on to encourage you to do one nice thing a week.
Well,
do you think that's pushing it?
I'm all for nice, and I'm all for, you know, good civic behavior and all of that, but any exhortation to be nice, it gets a little treacly. You know, it's a little bit like Love Is in that cartoon in The Classifieds.
Love Is. 428-1393. Okay, so here's another email that I got. It gives the name of the author, and it says this person is best-selling author of the new book called The Gut Flush Plan. Does this sound like a story that would interest your listeners?
This sounds like a colonoscopy preparation.
I know. I mean, do you think that we should talk about that on the air?
Are we going to talk about it from a health perspective or what?
I don't know. 428-1393 is the number to change the subject as quickly as possible out of that.
Here's another mangled lyric. I'll give you the mangled lyric. You tell me what song it relates to, okay?
Okay.
Once on a Mirror. And if you know it, sing it.
I don't know it.
Once on a mirror, da da da. Once on a mirror.
Yeah. I heard that as One Smelly Fella.
How about There's a Bathroom on the Right? Don't go around tonight. It's bound to change your life. There's a bathroom on the right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. It's the one-day fun drive, 428-1393. I am hoping that the phones will ring, ring, ring.
You know how we ensure that? You can't say it often enough. Give us that phone number again.
428-1393. We're going to take a little break right now and hear some spots from our wonderful underwriters. We'll be back in just a moment. And you're listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. It's 8:30 here in the control room at KSFR. It's the one-day fun drive, 428-1393. Ladies and gentlemen, ring those phones off the hook. We have volunteers standing by. If you support the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, then give us a call.
Hey, it's a painless process, too. It takes less than 2 minutes. This is the third time they're doing this year alone, so they're really up to speed. So once you make that phone call, you'll only be on with us a short time. And again, we're asking you to think about setting up a revolving charge that makes our phone room volunteers very happy. And again, they're standing by at 428-1393.
So here's another book that was pitched to me in the mail. And it falls into what I call the category. It's the category is what I call how to take something you don't remotely understand,
yes,
and make it into a book. Okay, so here's an example.
That premise is so absurd. What I mean, that's like Vonnegut's Cat's Cradle.
It's amazing how many people do it. I mean, there's this.
How to be an authority on something you know nothing about? I mean, don't we have too much of that?
Yeah, we have too much of that, and they all write to me. It's funny, because...
Well, I think you would tend to draw out nuts. You just seem to me, you know, if I may be a little woo-woo here, you have a little bit of a vibe. I think people intuit what it is that you do, and so I think that you would be approached by many more people who might be, let's say, on the periphery of sanity.
I don't know that that's true, but we're actually going to get one of our wonderful friends of the Santa Fe Radio Cafe on the telephone right now.
Oh, great.
Nathan Newcomer is with the New Mexico Wilderness Alliance, and in all seriousness and with great respect, we have him on the air about once a year to talk about what's going on in the wildlands of New Mexico. Nathan, are you there?
I am. Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
Good morning. So there is something happening this weekend, which is a very special event that we wanted to take this time to let people know about. By the way, give a call, 428-1393, 428-1393. This is our pledge drive, so we're talking to you, but we're also trying to get people to call. What's happening this weekend, Nathan?
Well, Mary Shelley, first and foremost, I want to say thank you for giving me this opportunity to get on the air today at such short notice, but there is a very big event happening this Saturday in Albuquerque at the Marriott Pyramid North Hotel. It's right off of I-25 near Paseo del Norte. This is a listening session that's been orchestrated by the Obama administration called America's Great Outdoors Initiative. This was an initiative that was started back in April. And since then, there have been many of these listening sessions around the country. Albuquerque is actually the only location within the Southwest where they're holding one. They are doing one in Denver, but that doesn't really count as the Southwest, I suppose. But at this listening session, we're going to have people like Secretary of the Department of Interior Ken Salazar, the head guy who oversees all public lands issues. There are also going to be numerous other top brass from the Department of Interior at this listening session to hear from New Mexicans how we want to move forward in terms of a landscape conservation system effort to protect ecosystems, to get the youth outdoors, and how does the federal government collaborate with state landowners and with private landowners as a whole in terms of protecting landscapes. So the reason why this is really huge for us and for all New Mexicans is because, as we all know, the past 8 years in the Bush administration, we had a federal government that did not listen to the people about how we wanted to protect lands. And now we actually have an opportunity to have our voices heard and to push for areas like protections of Otero Mesa, our wilderness bills that we have in Congress right now in the Doniana County, the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks Wilderness Act, and the El Rio Grande del Norte National Conservation Area up north near Taos. So tremendous opportunity for people to get engaged this Saturday.
And it's Saturday from 1:30 to 4 at the Albuquerque Marriott Pyramid North, which is on San Francisco Road Northeast in Albuquerque. So what are some of the issues? You just mentioned some of the ones that you're looking at. I know that wolves and the illegal killing of wolves has been of concern to many people involved in wilderness conservation and environmental issues in general.
Sure. And again, you know, this is just an opportunity for the public to come out and voice their angst or their support for any number of conservation issues, whether it be, you know, Otero Mesa or wilderness or wolves and the issue that's going on down there in the Gila. I don't know if we're ever going to have an opportunity like this again anytime soon to get together a good group of people, you know, a good contingency of New Mexicans to say, hey, this is what we want to see done, and we want you guys to go away from Albuquerque, understanding that people in New Mexico care about wolves, care about wild public lands, and we want you to do the right thing in terms of moving forward. And here are some ideas on how you can do that. This is what it's about. They want to sit down, and they want to hear about ideas on how we can move forward.
Now, would this also be an opportunity to talk about things like climate change and alternative energy?
Absolutely, 100%. This is just the opportunity that has been given to us. Listen, I got a phone call from people at the Department of Interior saying, hey, we understand that you've been working on Otero Mesa for 9 years and that we want to get you engaged and that you can reach out to the public and have them come to this listening session and tell us what we need to be doing, because they don't really know what they need to be doing. And that's understandable. You know, we've been on the ground for so long doing all this work. People in New Mexico know what's going on, know what's happening in our backyards. We have the best ideas that we can provide to the Department of Interior. So, again, whether it be wolves, wilderness, Otero Mesa, renewable energy, all those types of things are certainly welcome.
So it's a listening session. It's called the America's Great Outdoors Listening Session this Saturday, the 17th of July, from 1:30 to 4 o'clock. And, you know, it's sort of like that joke, we're from the government and we're here to help you. But it sounds suspiciously like democracy.
That's one way to put it. Yeah, it's very refreshing, I would say. You know, I've been doing this work for quite a while, and when I think back on a couple of years, you know, in the Bush administration, it was just like banging your head against the door. You know, you wouldn't get anywhere, but you stay persistent, and look what happens. These opportunities unfold for you. So we're very fortunate. We're very lucky to be in this position to actually have the chance and the opportunity to work with our federal government and to get people excited. You know, that's the thing. We should all be excited about this. It's, I know we've got stuff going on down in the Gulf, which is just a disaster of, you know, huge proportions. So if you want to come talk about that, come talk about that. Whatever you care about in terms of the environment, this is your opportunity.
I think sometimes people hesitate to go out to meetings of that kind with experts because they are not experts themselves. And so people end up saying things like, I want to live in a clean and healthy world. I'm not exactly sure how that should be accomplished, but we know that we're being that there's an onslaught on the environment around us and so on. And then they feel like, God, I was incredibly inarticulate. What should people do who feel like they want to express themselves, but they're not experts?
Sure. That's a really, really great question, because I run into that all the time. Quite frankly, the short answer is you don't have to be an expert. In fact, I prefer that you're not an expert, because that's more genuine. You know, you're really speaking from your heart. You're really speaking from a place within where you're like, this is how I feel. I may not be able to provide you with all this economic data or scientific data to help back it up. That's okay. I would say don't let that get in the way of you showing up and voicing your support. If you want, like, specific talking points to maybe help you, well, I'd be certainly happy to provide that to you, but again, you don't have to be an expert, and I think that the best form of public participation is having people just show up and speak from their heart and say, this is how I believe, and this is what I want you to do. And if you want to leave the rest of the economic data and all the specifics up to so-called experts, you know, or people like me who do this day in and day out, that's okay. So I wouldn't be dissuaded or discouraged by not knowing all the details.
We're talking to Nathan Newcomer from the New Mexico Wilderness Alliance. So the event is this coming Saturday, the 17th of July, from 1:30 to 4. If you want more information, you can go to nmwild.org. You can write to Nathan at nmwild.org. This is the KSFR one-day fund drive. The number is 428-1393. And I was wondering, Nathan, if you could make a shout-out to our listeners and tell them why they should pick up the telephone right now and call 428-1393.
Sure, absolutely. I'd be happy to. You know, I can't even remember the first time I came on this program, but it's been quite a few years ago, and the KSFR and Santa Fe Radio Cafe has been a tremendous outlet for the New Mexico Wilderness Alliance in terms of getting our message out there and informing the public about how you can get engaged. That is tremendous, you know, to have that opportunity. KSFR and the Santa Fe Radio Cafe has really afforded the New Mexico Wilderness Alliance, I suppose myself to a smaller degree, you know, to get our word out there. And it's really rare to find that, I think, in this age of new technology. Sure, we've got blogs and things like that, but in terms of radio, you know, you guys got it going on, and I fully support what you're doing. I really appreciate the opportunities that you've given us over the years to talk to things, to talk to the public about, you know, our campaigns, about what's happening on the ground, and more importantly, again, how people can get engaged. And I certainly think that the times I've been on this program, it has reached out to people, and people have heard what we're doing, and they have shown up. So that's, you know, that's really, really special. And we're just really thankful, again, to you guys and to you specifically, Mary Shirley, for having us on here on a periodic basis.
428-1393 is the number. 428-1393. The toll-free number is 866-907-5737. That's 866-907-KSFR. And I would like to say this event that you are talking about, the America's Great Outdoors Listening Session, where people from the Department of the Interior, the Bureau of Reclamation, Department of Agriculture, the Environmental Protection Agency, they will all be there. I just would like to offer the editorial opinion. This is huge. This is a really big deal. If there's one chance for people to actually go and make their voices be heard, it's 2.5 hours in Albuquerque. You probably don't have to stay the whole time. It's a really major event. Is Nathan gone? Nathan, if you're still there, thanks for being with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Yeah, I'll have to check in on that.
That's okay. That's okay. We were done.
Okay.
So we've got some thank yous.
Oh, we do. Michael Heiss.
Thank you, Michael.
Nancy Suter votes yes for Robert Knott.
Yay!
Yay, and Greg Lewis.
Okay.
Michael Sommer liked Bill Press in June. I think it was Toxic Talk.
Oh, right.
And also likes Bill Hutchinson when he's on.
Yay, we love Bill Hutchinson.
Nancy likes Mary Charlotte. Nancy, this is Nancy Ondove, I believe.
Thank you.
And there is, of course, our famous Anon.
Anonymous, my friend and yours.
And Sandra Oriel is calling in appreciation of Mary Charlotte. She likes your straightforwardness, your wit, and humor.
Thank you.
And Lori Liverman.
Yay, thank you all. And keep the telephones ringing. We want them ringing off the hook. We want our volunteers in the phone room to be going bananas because they can't keep up with all the telephone calls. 428-1393. It's all about bananas. 428-1393.
And Mary Charlotte.
Same thing. We're going to take one more little break right now. We'll be back in a moment. And you're listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. We've got just about a quarter of an hour left for you to make a telephone call, 428-1393. I just went out into the phone room. Lots of people are calling. I love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you don't get a person, if you get a machine or a busy signal or anything like that, just call back in a couple of minutes. I don't know if we're checking messages or how quickly we're checking them. So just hang up and call back in a couple of minutes. We got some more thank yous?
Yeah, just hit that repeat or redial button. Yes, John Lehman.
Thank you.
Robert Knott, slightly positive. I believe Jack says this, Jack Lehman. And he likes also your interview with John Perkins, the hitman, right?
Yeah, Confessions of an Economic Hitman and all kinds of things. Excellent. Yeah, keep it coming. And we would like to know what shows you like. We would like to know thumbs up or thumbs down on Robert Knott on Fridays. So we've gotten a enthusiastic thumbs up, and we've gotten a kind of mild thumbs up. That's pretty good.
It is. It really is. And no one so far has talked about the cats and dogs, which I've always enjoyed. And, you know, especially your ability, Mary Charlotte, to gather together people who do some research and have lots of facts behind them.
Right. that's because we refer to websites like Why Cats Suck. .com.
Well, anyway, careful now. The claws here are a little long. We have a lot more thank yous. Nathan Newcomer hung up because he needed to call and donate.
Ah, excellent. Thank you, Nathan.
Here it is. Thanks, Nathan.
Well, you know, I actually got an email. I'm looking at it right now. It was one of those people trying to pitch a book. And guess what the book is called? Why what? Dogs... You know what the book is called? It's called Why Dogs Are Better Than Cats.
Well, you know, that's one person's opinion.
Yeah, but if they wrote a book about it, it must be true. 428-1393.
We have another thank you to Jenny Wages. Jenny really likes you, Mary Charlotte, and the wilderness topic. She likes jazz and Bob Edwards as well, and wants us to say she lives at Elder Grace. It's a new community on Cerrillos.
Yeah, yeah, we've had them on the show before too.
And as Maynard used to say to Dobie Gillis, you rang.
Dan Garrity is back with us. No, I wanted to finish telling you about this category, which before we talked to Nathan, that I was starting to tell you this story about the category that I have on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe that nobody ever hears about except for right now, and they'll never hear about it again, called How to Take Something You Don't Remotely Understand and Make It Into a Book.
Yeah, this fascinates me.
Okay, well, first of all, let me preface that by saying, I don't know about you, but, you know, when we were in our 20s and early 30s, there were a lot of people who were really brilliant and had so much to say and so much intelligence, but lacked self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And then so you go through all these things of trying to find your confidence and find your self-esteem and go out
there
and do something.
As you're wont to do at that age, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. There's also the opposite category, which is people who have no talent whatsoever, but a great deal of self-esteem. And they're the ones who send emails about their new book.
And that category is on the increase daily.
It may have always been there, but it definitely...
No, never more so than now.
You're probably
watch
right.
Watch reality television.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Well, here's one. Here's one of my favorites. There's a book called here's the pitch. Dr. So-and-so can tell you and your listeners how to use the magic of quantum physics to create the life you want in the new book, 5 Steps to a Quantum Life.
That is so absurd.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. I got an idea where they're going.
Why is it absurd?
Well, first of all, quantum physics, the people who deal with quantum physics will tell you it's as almost unknowable as the universe. Yes?
Exactly.
I mean, because it's quantum physics is an attempt to talk about the physical structure of time and space. And there are still so many variables. So the fact that someone is going to write a book for the layman to apply quantum principles to what? Getting a new job? Or,
well, exactly.
How to win friends and be popular?
I guess here's what bothers me about it, is that it's about metaphors, and I'm fascinated by metaphors because there are so many metaphors that we live by that we're not even conscious of, and metaphors that we use all the day, all the time.
Things that are,
well, for example, when you're talking about a company and you say somebody is dead wood, that's a metaphor. You're taking the idea of a rotten piece of wood and applying it to a human being.
Right,
and we do things like that all the time. Or if you say.
If they said they were like a piece of dead wood, that would be a simile?
That would be a simile.
Yes, thank you.
Same idea. Conan, the literary terms expert. So let's say you say, my life is a stinking pile of dung.
Oh, I hope you don't say that.
But you could.
I get it. For purposes of example, yes.
And, you know, nobody understands their lives and themselves fully, but they understand a stinking pile of dung. You know, it passes. Okay, but it's a metaphor.
Yes.
So using quantum physics as the thing you understand,
like
how to have a quantum life, nobody knows what that means. It's so ridiculous.
It's absurd. Do you know? I mean, did anybody sell any copies of this?
I'm sure they did to somebody somewhere, but...
Okay, here's the thing. This is what follows, see? Because somebody will read that book, right? Not understand anything, but yet newly confident, wearing their ignorance as a badge of honor and courage.
You know, it's a mystery to me. I don't know what to say, except I wouldn't buy the book. You know, and
why would you buy that book?
What I'm really trying to say is this is the stuff that I screen you from on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, not only do you provide a service to the community just by the very nuts and bolts of your show, but by actually protecting them. You know, I mean...
Exactly.
You're a consumer safety organization.
Now, here's another one that didn't get on the... that didn't quite make the cut. By the way, we have 8 minutes left, 7.5 minutes left.
Oh, we'll give the phone number again.
428-1393.
Oh, let's do it together in our roundest tones.
428-1393.
In Santa Fe.
If you don't call that, there's something deeply wrong with you.
I don't know. My voice is so deep. That was probably scary, but...
No, it sounded good. 428-1393. Make a pledge to KSFR. Support Dan Garrity. Support me. Support this station above all.
Support yourself.
Public media.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we talk about it time and again, the consolidation of media in this country. KSFR remains an independent voice within our community. Independent public radio of and for Santa Fe. 428-1393.
Okay, so here's another book that I got. The Pirate Primer, Mastering the Language of Swashbucklers and Rogues. It's basically saying "arr."
Yeah, exactly. But did the Somali pirates speak with a Devon accent?
It's not entirely clear.
Arg me mateys.
So what did the pirate study in college?
I have no idea. What?
Archaeology. What kind of socks did the pirate wear?
What kind of socks did the pirate wear? No, tell me.
Argyle. Shall I go on?
Is this from that book?
No, I just made it up.
Oh, you did. You are very fast. That's good. You have another?
Yes, I do. But first, I want to thank Candace Walsh, the wonderful Candace Walsh, for making a contribution.
That's great. Prioritize all the contributions today.
Anonymous claims that he or she was interviewed by me during an artist in residence program.
I remember that. I think.
there have been so many of them, we don't know which one. That's why they're called anonymous.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
That thing, I still go back to that thing you spoke just before, you know, the quantum physics and empowering people to accept that, that they have some sort of knowledge that they couldn't possibly have. That whole thing of the unworthy feeling empowered for no good reason.
You know, and the thing is, deep down, I truly, deeply believe that everybody is worthy and everybody has their own path.
Everybody has their own gift, exactly.
That people say,
we're making light of it, but
I've read my share of self-help books at certain points in my life, and there's a lot of, you know, what my friend Marjorie fondly calls newage, which is new age stuff, which, you know, one person might think ridiculous and another person that saved their life.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, sure, we all encounter moments in our lives with we don't have the experience or wherewithal to deal with it. You know, so we, hopefully we find our way to some source of information, someone who has had an experience with it and has turned it into something successful. But I just, you know, when you watch reality shows, when you watch all the different talent shows that are on, again, I go back to Kurt Vonnegut's Cat's Cradle. You remember that was about, nobody could really be exceptional, because if they were to be exceptional, they would make you feel inferior. So, for instance, if you remember, there were the ballet dancers, and when they came out to give a performance, well, because they were such exceptional athletes and dancers, they were forced to wear weights, which would make them as clumsy and ungainly as you and I. Therefore, they wouldn't hurt our self-esteem.
What are you trying to say? Did you just call me clumsy and ungainly?
No, never you, never you. Although I have not seen you dance, and but you know, dancing is not very good on radio.
I am not the world's worst dancer.
Oh, really?
I'm not the world's best, but I dance salsa.
Oh, salsa.
Yeah,
salsa. I mean, do you possess? Do you think, for instance, it could happen? They're always scouting celebrities for Dancing with the Stars. Would you be a contestant?
No, but Mary Lynn LeBlanc has some thank yous.
All right, Mary Lynn.
Okay, so there's a big thank you coming out from Beverly McClary, I believe.
Thank you.
Especially for Robert not on your show.
Robert.
And Denny Cope called in and donated. And Agnes Langdon, I think you know Agnes.
Yeah, I do know her. I believe she gave birth to me a number of decades ago.
She's a comment here, big approval and pleasure in listening to Robert not and Mary Charlotte. Somebody calling from Rhode Island of course, I think that's this one and the same, right? Where she listens to us all the time. I didn't know she was in Rhode Island for the summer.
Mary Lynn, do you have it handy? I mean, that person calling from Rhode Island didn't call the 428-1393 number. They must have called on the toll-free line. Do you have that handy?
That's 866-907-5737. 866-907-5737. KSFR.
And we're just about out of time. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe during our one-day fun drive. These fun drives have been going very well. We're delighted to get as much in as we possibly can in terms of community support in one day. And we so appreciate our active and vibrant and hilarious and wonderful and interesting listener base. And we're so glad you're there. And I really want to say I appreciate you, Dan Garrity, very much. The incredible energy you bring to this station, to the special events, to the news, and to this program today. I want to thank you.
Hey, thank you, Mary Charlotte. And right back at you. I feel exactly the same towards your efforts.
That was just a love fest. 428-1393. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web. How fast can I say this? We're streaming live on the web at KSFR.org, podcasting at SantaFeRadioCafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at Facebook.com/Radio Cafe. And my email address is Radio Cafe at KSFR.org.
Well done. Well done.
I don't think it was very useful, but anyway, thank you so much, Mary Lynn LeBlanc, for engineering today.
My pleasure.
And stay tuned for the BBC, the local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And we're going to have jazz, and we're going to have more KSFR Fun Drive. So keep your station dial tuned or your internet connection tuned to KSFR, KSFR.org. John Greenspan is standing by. Hasta la vista, ladies and gentlemen. Ciao.